That's all that matters.
I'm with you. That's all that matters. Who's the group? The name of the song. Well, the name of the song is Beginnings. The name of the group is Not Chicago.
I wish I could sing it to you.
The group is Leonid and Friends. Ladies and gentlemen, they are from Moscow, Russia.
Mostly I'm silent.
They are big Chicago fans, and while in Moscow, they put their own videos on YouTube covering Chicago. Next thing you know, they were on their way to New York. They are in big demand, and you can hear why. I love that song, and man, are they performing it or what? All right, we're going to hear some more of Leonid and Friends. They are Russians from Moscow, Russia. And man, they can jam. We'll hear some more from them later. For now, let's continue with Health Matters. Medical news today helping us get heart healthy. And let me tell you what the twist is going to be. We're going to take a look at the combo of TV and breakfast. Yes, TV and breakfast, and how that may impact the health of our hearts. We already know that leading a sedentary lifestyle is not cool. However, how much TV do we have to watch to negatively impact our cardiovascular health? You know, watching TV is a good way to be sedentary. It's not good to be sedentary, but watching a whole lot of TV is an effective way to be sedentary. Just sit, do nothing. How much TV do we have to watch to have a negative impact on our cardiovascular health? Another question. Does eating a high-energy breakfast every morning affect our heart health? So those are our two questions. How much TV is too much TV for cardiovascular health? And secondly, does eating a high energy, notice that now, they're qualifying breakfast. They're not just asking, does eating breakfast every morning affect heart health? They're asking, does eating a high energy breakfast every morning affect heart health? Well, previous studies have, of course, linked being sedentary with a range of adverse health effects. These include obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and premature death. Isn't that interesting? That sitting too much can lead to premature death. Scientists suggest that sitting for long periods can actually impair the body's ability to regulate blood pressure and reduce blood flow. I'm telling you, the body is amazing. Awesome creator, you've done an amazing job of making these bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, our bodies are truly made to move. Not just to be moved. Yes, we're being moved when we're in the car, on the bus, on the subway. Our bodies are made to move, walk, jog, lift weights, do push-ups, move. And not moving enough has detrimental effects on the body. Scientists also argue that being sedentary can affect blood sugar metabolism and increase inflammation and oxidative stress, which scientists have linked to aging and disease. sitting too much, not doing enough, leading to all of this bad stuff. Here's the good news. There are some ways to counter the negative effects of being sedentary. New research has found that reducing the amount of time that we spend watching TV and making sure we eat an energy-rich breakfast lowers the risk of heart disease and stroke. They can also reduce the amount of plaque that tends to build up in the arteries over time. So I know that it's not just about breakfast. And I know a lot of people say, hey, you know what? I just can't. I'm just not into breakfast for whatever the reason. I just am not into breakfast. It just seems like there are more and more reasons that we should make breakfast part of our lives, making eating breakfast part of our lifestyle. And particularly now we're finding eating energy-rich breakfast in order to lower the risk of heart disease and stroke and to reduce the amount of plaque that can build up in the arteries. Dr. Salamandris, who is a cardiologist at the First Cardiology Clinic in Athens, Greece, led this new study, which consisted of two parts. In the first part of the study, Dr. Salamandris and his colleagues evaluated the various markers of cardiovascular health and lifestyle habits of 2,000 people aged 40 to 99, all of whom were from Greece. The study participants included people who were at risk of developing heart disease or who had already developed the condition, as well as healthy individuals. The cardiovascular markers that the researchers examined included carotid femoral pulse wave velocity, which detects atherosclerosis, and the thickness of the arterial walls, which indicates plaque buildup and stroke risk. Based on the participants' TV watching habits, the researchers divided them into three groups: the low group, the moderate group, and the high group. The low group included people who watched TV for 7 hours or less each week. The moderate group watched TV for 7 to 21 hours each week, and the high group watched TV for more than 21 hours per week. The research found that people in the high group had almost double the chances of plaque building up in their arteries compared with those in the low group. Let's see what else they discovered.